Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio and simulcasting on YouTube. Yes, the Psychic Cafe. Come on in. Come on into the Psychic Cafe. Hang out with me. Pull up a chair. Grab a coffee or tea. I got my coffee. Yum, yum, yum. So here we are. This is the show where we all hang out in the cafe and we chat about our favorite psychic topics, tarot and numerology and psychic mediumship and animal communication, whatever's on your mind. You can ask questions about tarot and numerology. I also do hypnosis, NLP, anything along those lines you have questions about. You can also ask questions about the Guild. We are the official broadcast of the Tarot Guild, now in our 20th year. Yeah, actually, I have a banner for that somewhere. I got to see where it is. Oh, there it is. We're now in our 20th year. In fact, it's Halloween. Halloween 2004 was when we started the Tarot Guild. And October 31st this year, that's right. I'm very excited about that. Very excited. So how's everybody doing today? As you can see, I kind of switched back to not using the artificial, you know, background green screen thingy. It looked really cool. It was actually, instead of a static image like a lot of people use for their backgrounds, it was a video. And I had, you know, the fireplace going in the corner here, the rain coming down. We're inside the cafe. I may bring it back. I don't know. I was just, you know, I want to be able to, like I just did, be able to switch scenes and stuff. And I haven't quite figured out how to do all that. You know, I'm the tech guru, but even I have to Google stuff, you know, and I'm still working on it. I'm trying different things, you know, seeing what's going on. And so I thought I'd give it a try. Oh, and hey, you might have noticed we have the phone lines going. And I don't know, we've been trying the shows during the week. The weekend, we're still simulcasting on both the radio and YouTube. But for the week, we decided to just, hey, you know, we're going to just be in the chat on YouTube live with the live video streaming and take your questions from chat. And we did that a few days last week and, you know, all of this week. I think we did it all last week too, maybe. Maybe it was the week before we did it, a couple of days towards the end. But I don't know. Today, I think it was after what happened last night, which I'm about to tell you. I decided, you know what? I'm just going to turn on the phone lines today. I feel like it. And already got a phone call. Yes, yes. And so let me give out that phone number. And it's right here in the scroll. That's another thing I couldn't do with the other background was the scroll. So it's going to scroll back around in case you miss anything, I'm telling you. 714-816-4628. You can call into the show. You can call in and hang out and you can ask questions and in the chat too. So like if you're listening on the radio, open a new tab in your browser and type in Psychic Cafe like this here, but not the slash sale. Do psychic.cafe/live. Okay, so if you're listening to us, but you're not seeing us, I keep saying us, it's just me today. I don't have my co-host today, but psychic.cafe/live. That every day. Use it at this time every day, you know. But we are trying out some different things. Okay, but before I get to that, let me finish up. Okay, use the live. Get over, get in the chat with us, psychic.cafe/live, and then you can ask your questions in chat. Maybe you have a question about getting certified, We've been doing this for 20 years. You know, if you have any questions about being a professional reader, professional psychic advisor, any general questions about tarot, numerology, hypnosis, NLP, EFT, all the things that I personally do. When my co-hosts are here, you can ask a whole lot more because they do oracle cards, which I don't do. I don't have a lot of oracle decks. Lernamon, or I call them Lennies. Michelle does Lennies. Charlotte, when she's here, animal communication. We're going to get Charlotte on some shows real soon. She said whatever her funk was last week and she couldn't make it on the show, it's over, you know. And you can also ask, you know, personal life questions too. So just type in your question. Try to keep it concise. Type a couple of sentences. But if you want something general, just say, hey, Dax, can you give me a message from the universe or pull a card for me or something like that. So you can do that in chat. Or like I said, you can call in 714-816-4628. I just was really excited having the phone lines again last night. And what we did was I had stuff going on that I could not move. You know, you get those appointments, doctor stuff, and you can't move it. And the only thing they have available is right during when the show is going to be. So I was going to cancel the show yesterday, but then I start to think, wait, I've been trying to, you know, test out different times of the day, evening, early morning, afternoon, late morning, you know, doing the shows. And I was like, hey, let's do an evening show. And I got a hold of Michelle and she said, oh, I'll co-host with you. And we said, let's do 6:30 p.m. Pacific. So that's 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So it's late enough for people and early enough still for the East Coast people. And, you know, there's all kinds of logistics you have to think about when you're doing shows, right? Because people are listening around the world, folks, not just locally anymore. Well, unfortunately, Michelle had a tragic thing happen with a friend of hers, a very close friend that she calls her untwin twin. You know, they basically have everything in common that twins would have except for they're from different parents, you know. And she's not doing well. And so Michelle had to rush off to Reno and drive over there, you know. And so all our thoughts and prayers are with Michelle. I hope she's doing okay. I messaged her this morning. I haven't heard back yet, but Dan is in the chat. Dan's her husband. And I asked Dan, how's Michelle? And Dan said, not great, but she's trying. You know, I completely understand. It's a devastating thing. And we've got Dan in it. We've got Jill. We've got Deviani. We've got Charlotte in there. Hi, Charlotte. I've been talking to Charlotte all morning while I was getting ready for the show. But I went and just did the show solo last night. Wow, was it different. For one thing, when you do it in the evening, you don't take into account, you know, all that doctor stuff and all those things that I did all yesterday. I was tired and I totally got cranky. And, you know, but, hey, you know, I kind of miss our show on Fridays from years back. I was telling Charlotte about it. It's called Rowdy Readers. And we would get on and, you know, shoot from the hip and literally we would tell you the way it is. We would tell you exactly what's on our mind. We would not sugarcoat it. We'd pull cards and we'd tell you exactly what we see. No sugarcoating or anything like that. And we had a lot of fun on those shows. And that's the vibe I had last night. Plus, because we were trying out this new time, I asked Michelle, should we do the phone line? She said, yes. So I had the phone lines running. Oh my God, had all these phone calls. And we didn't get to them all. In fact, one, we tried to connect with them two or three times. They called back in. There was something wrong with their line. It was just, you know, could not get them in. But it was great having all the phone lines and I was going back and forth and I was doing the readings and I was doing really quick. I wasn't going as in depth as I normally do. I was doing it kind of like some of my other friends that I watch their shows. They're also members of the guild. Some of them are certified tarot grandmasters, certified tarot masters through the tarot guild, you know, over the past 20 years. And a lot of them, you know, I mean, they have the face down camera, which I need to get. And they're just like throwing the cards down, you know, and just giving real quick stuff. And there was when there's a lot of questions and a lot of calls, sometimes you have to do it that way, you know. So I'm trying that out. We're trying different things. We're trying different times. Speaking of that, I'm going to do another evening show tomorrow. So Fridays are usually Compassionate Light. And while I'm thinking about that, let me, I'm just going to pop over here and bring up Catherine Hans. Oh, somebody's dinging me here. Catherine Hans, Compassionate Light. Hey, live radio and YouTube live, you know, it's like you're going to get weird things. Compassionate Light is her show on Fridays, 2 p.m. Eastern, like most of our shows. Spiritual channel, Catherine Hans. She channels a lot of things. We used to call her Angelic Channel and Healer. But for 2024, we changed it to Spiritual Channel. And that's what she's focusing in on because she channels a lot more than just the angels, other entities, people that have passed over, things like that. So she wanted to kind of broaden it a little bit, but still have a narrow focus. Okay. And, you know, that in business, that's the way to go. So, which by the way, the cards of the day today, and talk about that. We gave the cards of the day for today, yesterday, last night. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. It's hilarious. Anyway, so she's had a lot of issues and hasn't been on in March. She's supposed to come back in April with live shows. She was going to do recorded shows, but didn't have time for that. Got sick three times, plus spring break and travel and everything. So yeah. So sometimes we've just not done a show on Friday. And sometimes I've popped in and done an impromptu show. So I'm going to do one of our daily shows on Friday tomorrow, but I'm going to do it at night again. Yeah. That 6:30, we thought 7, but then I'm like, no, let's do a touch early where it's like a little bit after dinner time, West Coast, but not like 10, 11 at night, East Coast. It's still 9:30. And that seemed to work. So we're going to give it another try tomorrow, see what happens. Okay. And we will check that out. Yeah. And this is the other thing we're doing, or I'm doing until I get a co-host on, is I thought, wait a minute, we're already in the evening. It's the day's almost over. It doesn't make sense to pull cards of the day. So what I did last night was I pulled cards of the day and calculated the numerology for today and gave them last night. And then what I'm going to do is on these shows, I'm going to then give that information on this day, but I'm also going to tell you the cards for the next day. So this will be for Friday and the numerology. How's that? And so those of you on the phone lines, hold on, because we're going to get to you right away as soon as possible. I just need to get through this. And then everybody else, call in 714-816-4628. And then also let me know in chat. Remember, I take the questions in the order they come in. Just, you know, pop them in there. And we'll get to those also after this. Okay. So for Thursday, March 28th, today, last night, I did the cards and everything. New beginnings, it's the one energy because 28, 2 plus 8 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. And creativity and communication, that 3 energy, because the entire day reduces down to that. I got the 7 of cups, which is choices, sometimes illusion, fantasy, and then, of course, the magician card, manifestation, making things happen. It's 1, which, again, 1 energy today. So it is making things happen and manifesting. Also skills and abilities. And when you get these two cards together, this is what I said last night. And by the way, that's another reason why I dropped the backdrop, because it was annoying me that I had to get it right perfect in order to show you these cards. You know, now I can just go like this and show you the cards, right? Well, these two cards together can talk about having too many choices, like too many skills and abilities, and not being focused in on one problem you're solving for people, and they don't need to know all these skills and abilities. You know, in fact, most people, if you tell them, well, I'm a Reiki master, I read tarot cards, I'm an NLP practitioner, I do EFT, hypnosis, I'm a psychic medium, you look, the whole resume, you read off the whole laundry list, they don't know what those things are. And even if they do, they don't care. They want to solve a problem. They're coming to you for a problem. Now, if you are helping someone quit smoking, you know, as a hypnotherapist, that's really obvious. Okay, I can use hypnosis for anything, but I'm focusing in on helping somebody quit smoking or helping somebody build their psychic ability using hypnotherapy. Did you know you could do that? Yes, you can. And I want to do that later this year, do a whole program on that. But what I'm getting at is, you know, that's a little obvious, but what's, you know, not obvious is like as a tarot reader, you can still niche in, you know, doing psychic readings. Are you the romance reader, the finance reader, the fixer, the lost souls? It's just endless what you could do. Oh, and, you know, those are the common ones. Find something that's really rare and talk about that and talk about the issue. And that you solve the issue. Don't talk about, I use tarot cards and I do some channeling and I pull in some Reiki. You know, they don't care. They don't understand what that means. So this is what these cards are meaning, is that you need to get focused, singular, card one, get, you know, too many things going on here. You need to pick one. Now, it doesn't mean that people won't find out that you are the expert at financial readings or helping people build their business and doing tarot with that, you know, doing tarot coaching. You might call it something different than reading. I would call it something like advising coaching, something like that, success coaching with tarot or something. But that doesn't mean that they won't also contact you and say, hey, can you do a romance reading for me? Or can you do a reading about this? Because they will, but you'll be seen as the expert if you narrow it down to, you know, using one modality. Even if you, even if in your readings you pull out a little NLP, you pull out a little Reiki, you know, you do a little, tapping, the EFT tapping. You know, maybe you do some life coaching with them. You know, you're using all these different modalities when you're working with a client, but you don't list out a resume of it. You know, you stick to one thing. I'll give you an example. I have a really good colleague. His name is Dr. Steve G. Jones, and he's done a lot of programs. In fact, he did the life coaching program that we promoted through the Guild since like 2008, 2009. But he does it also on NLP, hypnosis, all these different things. He does it. And by the way, he also reads tarot. By the way, when a hypnotherapy client comes into his office for hypnotherapy, beforehand he's asked for their full name and their birth date. He runs their numerology. He doesn't tell them about it, but he runs their numerology. And he can do tarot. He does life coaching in his sessions. He does hypnosis. He does NLP. What else does he do? I don't know if he does EFT or not. Oh, yeah, he does EFT. I remember that now. I think he had a short course on that. But this is the thing. Everybody in the industry knows Dr. Jones, and everybody, you know, that's a hypnotherapist in the industry, and everybody knows that he is – Steve Jones, he got his doctorate recently, so he's Dr. Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. That's it. He doesn't list that he is a NLP practitioner, a life coach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He doesn't list all those things. You know, he focuses in on one skill and he still uses all those other skills, but the client doesn't need to know that because, again, the clients don't understand. They don't care. If you bring out the metaphysical jargon, 90% of the people out there do not understand what you're talking about. You know, if you start talking about all of the, I'm not going to name it all the stuff off, but you know what I'm talking about. The metaphysical jargon, you know, there's tarot jargon. There's jargon around psychic mediumship and channeling and everything like that. That's technical stuff that, you know, all of us know because we love this stuff. But the clients don't understand that. What problem are you solving? So that's what to get focused in on today. Now, for tomorrow, and by the way, this all dovetails nicely together what's going on with tomorrow. So you work on that today, and then tomorrow, it is Friday, March 29th. 29th, 2 plus 9 is 11. So it's the master number 11 energy. That also reduces to 2. So there is the relationships component, partnerships, things like that. But because it's an 11 day, okay, we're talking about psychic ability and illumination. It's the master illuminator number, so learning and teaching. And then also the entire day it reduces to 4, which is structure and foundations. So you're working on your structures and foundation. This stuff today is a great way to get focused in on what your message is to your client, what problem you're fixing, and what modality you want to put on your business card. Not everything. Pick one thing. I am a master psychic advisor. You know, I'm a spiritual life coach or spiritual advisor, or, you know, pick something, okay? Get narrow on, you know, yes, I can help everybody with everything, but what can I really help people with? What's the big thing that I can fix, you know? And get fixed on that. And then tomorrow we're going to work on the structure and the foundation of that, right? And I got, let's see, what did I get? I got the Knight of Pentacles. Okay, so practicality, steady progress, hard work. This is what we're talking about here. And the Fool card. So there's a lot of stuff going on with the Fool cards. First of all, new beginnings, and this is a new beginning. Doing it this way, getting focused. Also, leap of faith, taking a leap of faith. This is the thing. A lot of practitioners think that they're leaving money on the table, they're cutting out and not helping certain clients by getting really, really focused on one modality and solving one problem for one type of client. And it's totally, absolutely 180 degrees the other way around. You are showing yourself as the expert when you do that. And also, you're narrowing, you know how to focus your marketing. So every YouTube show you do, every Facebook Live you do, every radio show, podcast, every article you put out, you're talking about that problem, aspects of that problem, and maybe a little bit about how you solve it. Don't go overboard into step-by-step what you do. They don't need to know all the modalities you use and everything like that. Give them a little taste. But everything in your marketing, promotion, shows, podcasts, Facebook Lives, everything, you should be talking about that issue. And if you are the love and romance reader, you know, I mean, you know, February is your thing, but hey, you could talk about breakups and getting back together and finding soulmates and all those details, something different on every show. And then pull cards for, you know, some of the people in chat, you know? But yeah, it's going to take that leap of faith that, okay, I'm going to give this a try. Well, just heard something loud. Sorry, I got distracted. Loud things happening out there. Focused on the one modality and the one big problem, you know, it's going to take a leap of faith. Yes. And it's also talking about, you know, new beginnings. And now together with the Knight of Pentacles and the, I don't know, I heard a noise too, but it was loud. It sounded like it was outside. Something weird going on with the loud noise. Yep. So, okay, let me restart. Hold on. Yep, these are the issues of doing a live show, folks. Luckily, we can edit this in post-edit, you know, after the show. So now these two cards coming together, it's talking about taking risks, but remaining grounded. So it's like remain grounded and taking risks. Okay, so that those are the cards of the day and the numerology for tomorrow. All right. And then tomorrow, what I'm going to do tomorrow night, I'm going to repeat those cards and then tell you the cards for Saturday. And also, you know, what I'm thinking of doing is I'm thinking of excerpting out the cards of the day. And so, like, I'll put up a video tomorrow of what I just did with the cards for today. We're going to try something. It's trying something new. Yeah. So I'm sorry about the interruptions. Okay. But we have construction going on our main road, literally 200 feet from me, you know? And so at any time there can be a loud noise, interruption. We just heard a really weird, like a snap sound. I don't know if you guys heard it, probably not, because this mic is really good at noise cancellation and it's a focused beam there, so to speak. It's unidirectional. That's the technical term. So yeah. You know, please bear with me as I go through this. Oh, that's another good thing about nighttime. It's really cool. That's what I'm starting to like these nighttime shows. Oh, here's another thing. You know, I said I was going to try out the night show last night, and I want to see how things flowed. And this is the thing. It's also what happened before the show. I had lots more time because I had from the early morning all the way to 6:30 at night to prep and get everything set up. And also I could do all my other work and all my postings. I wasn't rushing to do everything like I do in the mornings. See, if I get up early, everything's fine. I set everything up, do the postings, promotions for the shows, you know, because I promote out to 36 Facebook groups, you know, with anywhere from a minimum of 10,000 to 150,000 people. I promote all these shows out to LinkedIn, 2 big Twitter accounts. My main account has, I don't know, 12 to 14,000 people on it. And then Instagram and everything like that, you know. Plus, I have other things I need to do. And I've got members that need things done with their, you know, pages on the Psychic Cafe and setting up new members and helping them with their profiles. And, you know, it's like, I mean, there's like 50 some lifetime members alone, not counting the annual premium members. And what I found was, is that it was just, you know, even though I was tired doing the show in the evening, day went better, you know? So we may do more and more of these. I'm kind of thinking, you know, the weekends, I still like doing the afternoon or morning, late morning or afternoon like this, because think of it, Saturday, Sunday, right? But I'm starting to think about like, you know, maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the evening, Tuesday, Thursday in the day. What do you all think? Let me know in the chat. Let me know in the chat. And see, Melissa's in there. Divyu came in. Hi, Divyu. And just go ahead, everybody, and put your questions in the chat. I'll get to them in the order that they were put in. I think I got everything in there. And then we have a couple of phone lines to go to. So I'm going to go to phone lines next. Real quick, before I do the phone lines, I have to mention our coffee page. Yep, that's our like our tip jar, psychic.cafe/coffee. You can go over and buy me a cup of coffee. Maybe you're enjoying the show. Maybe you come here every day and hang out in and want to, you know, help us keep the lights on. Maybe you want to send some love because you got a good reading or you learned something new about something, tarot, numerology, what have you, on the show. You know, what else do we do? Law of attraction, you know, all those kind of things. Maybe you learned something. You want to send me a cup of coffee. But the big thing also is that for this year, we started doing where if you go to psychic.cafe/coffee and buy a cup of coffee, any amount, send in 10 bucks, 15, 20, whatever you want. Let us know in the chat. In other words, like if you are, again, if you are on the phone lines, go over to psychic.cafe/live and get in the chat. And in the chat, say, hey, Dax, I'm area code 619. My name is Fred. And I just bought you a cup of coffee. Guess what? We're going to drop whatever we're doing. We're going to go straight to your call, and we're going to spend more time and let you ask more than one question about that topic. Yes, it's limited to one question per customer otherwise. Also, if you put in your question in chat and say your question is 5-10 deep down in the chat and you don't know if I'm going to get to the question or you don't want to wait, go over to psychic.cafe/coffee, buy me a cup of coffee. I'll bring you right on. You know, I mean, I will do your question from chat right then and there. No waiting. Yep. That's how you do it, folks. Okay, give me a second, and we're going to go to phone lines, get things started. Yum, yum, yum. Coffee's a little strong today. What is everybody saying in chat? Charlotte said you did perfect on your own. Yes, I was telling people how it was last night. And, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize if I ruffled some people's feathers. But I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm thinking, kind of like the Rowdy Reader Show. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat things anymore. I'm sorry. I've been doing this for 14 years. I am just tired. You know, and when I'm going to try to be nice. I was talking to Charlotte about this morning. I'm going to try to be nice, and I'm going to try to just answer people's questions and try to slip in what will actually help them with what they're asking about. Because let's face it, a lot of the questions, some of the questions are fantastic, but a lot of the questions are really silly. Okay? We had some silly questions last night, and I just told people the way it was, you know? And some people may have misconstrued some of the things I said, because I heard some of that this morning, you know, and people were talking about, you know, what I believe and don't believe and things like this. I don't believe or disbelieve. Okay. I only know. What do I mean by that? I'm the kind of person that I don't believe in beliefs. I don't believe in faith. That's why I no longer belong to a major religion. I have my quote unquote own belief system. And I don't like using the word belief. I have my own experience system. What does that mean? That means that I have used tarot for 30 years. I've used numerology. I've done the law of attraction. I've done my own meditations. I have experienced things. I've also experienced bad things. How should I put that? I've experienced things being BS and not working. Doing the tarot guild for 20 years, I've worked with thousands of readers and other kinds of psychic advisors, you know, doing the network. There are some great ones out there, but there's a lot of BS. There is a lot of BS. And if it's BS, I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it BS if it's BS. You know, I'm not one of those tarot readers that does fortune readings. I just don't do that. I'm a life coach. And I know that ruffles some people's feathers. It may be people feel like I'm attacking their belief system, which I'm not. I'm talking about your beliefs. You know, whatever your beliefs are, that's fine. I'm just talking about experiences. And when I get a silly question, I might pull some, what's the phrase for it? If I get a silly question, I may call you out on it. you know, fortune telling type readings. I don't, you know, we have lots of people at the Tarot Guild that do fortune telling readings. I don't tell you not to do that. You know, I just say that, hey, I'm going to pull cards and I'm going to get outcomes, but I pre-warn my clients that that doesn't mean that's going to happen. And that doesn't mean you need to fulfill a self-fulfilling prophecy by going along with what I'm saying. You need to make your own decisions. And if I see one thing, you can decide to do something else. We have free will. So I apologize last night if I stepped on some people's toes, but hey, you know, I'm not talking about my beliefs, you know, what I believe in and what I don't believe in. I'm saying what I've experienced and what I, you know is BS. I've just been around too much of it. And I got to tell you, like 90 to 95%, maybe more of what's out there is total BS. I'm sorry. I'm going to double down on what I said last night because it is. Now, does that mean that there are not really great animal communicators, psychic mediums? No, I didn't say that. We've had them on these shows. We've had hosts that had their own shows that were fantastic psychic mediums, that were amazing animal communicators, unbelievable. Folks that use cards, tarot, angel, oracle cards, other types of cards, Lenormand, that do predictive readings, you know, do more of the fortune-telling type thing, and were fantastic. They're amazing at what they do. I'm just saying, you know, this is what I do. I don't do that. But we have people on the network that do that. And that's perfectly fine. I'm just saying that, you know, we've had really great people on the network and we have amazing people in the Tarot Guild that do all of those things, astrology and numerology and you name it. But a lot of the stuff out there is BS. And you got to be really careful, you know, if you go to somebody and they tell you, hey, you know, for $500, I'll light a candle and get rid of that hex, you know. Run to the hills, folks. Run to the hills. Anyway, I'm going to go take a phone call here and then see what questions I got in the chat. I think the first question might have been Deviani. General question on tarot. Prediction set in stone. How can someone change that? Ah, okay. I just basically answered that, but I'll answer it again. And there's a lot of ways to change it. And I'm going to give you some fascinating details right after this, like they used to say when they cut to commercial, right? But I'm not cutting to commercial. I'm actually going to the phone lines. Area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dexy. It's Charlotte.
Is that you, Charlotte?
It is.
I thought,
and because I started
thought that
talking,
was you, but
my,
I wasn't sure.
My dog has decided to go completely spastic. Get back. So,
of course,
I was there last night. You did a great show last night. I don't think you have anything to apologize for. You did not direct. I mean, it was just general information. And mm-hmm. I think we're all grown-ups here, and we can take it or leave it as we see it. And so please don't feel the need, in my humble opinion, don't feel the need to apologize. I thought last night's show was fabulous. It kind of had more of the old show feel to it. I feel like maybe some of the shows that we've, you know, since you've started doing it every day, kind of have a cookie cutter feel to it. And I didn't feel that last night, which was awesome. I mean, not that the other shows aren't awesome, but I I have plans for this Friday because I know you invited me to come and be on Friday night. And mm-hmm. I'm actually...
But there's next week, too.
Well, I'm actually thinking of... I'm really good friends with this person and seeing if we can't push it back a week to do dinner and games and stuff. Because I would love to support this evening venture that you've started. And I can't say enough good things about it. And I just felt like, I could have typed that into chat. It might have gotten overlooked. It might not have. But from the bottom of my heart, I just felt like you did such a good show last night.
Thank you.
And I think the energy about it to me, which is what I base a lot of my stuff on, even sometimes when people ask questions and I'm like, oh, I know the answer to that, and I haven't pulled a card, I haven't done anything, and so I sometimes type my answer into the chat. But that's what it felt like last night. Last night was right. And
yeah.
I don't know that I would have done anything different. And
And the phone line. We got so many calls, Charlotte.
Yeah, we got the phone lines. And I'm thinking that maybe, I'm hoping that maybe by taking the break from the phone lines, which I know makes your job easier, you know, when you're there by yourself, but maybe we got rid of those prank callers. You know, I mean, if they're desperate enough to keep trying for 2 weeks to, you know, to maybe
they
get
seem to be gone, though. I mean, we haven't gotten them today.
They're...
We didn't get them last night, Charlotte.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And that was kind of what I was thinking when I suggested, you know, maybe we not do the phone lines for a while was, you know, they're going to get awfully bored trying to call in, you know, to get some stupid sophomoric, you know, genital joke about, you know, over on us. I mean, first of all, ridiculous. Second of all, kind of shows their mentality. But, the calls and I do think if you had us, I mean, last night was perfect with you, but I do think it would be fun to have a second person to feed off of, to laugh about, to go.
Yeah.
Because that was part of the fun of the shows was like.
That helps a lot.
The synchronicities, when synchronicities would happen, I mean, it would just blow my mind. And I would come off of my show.
Yeah, like Mary. You mean Mary?
Yeah.
Like when Mary and I would do Saturdays and we'd get the same cards all the time or very close, same meeting. And it would just blow people's minds. Yeah.
Yeah. Even when you and I did the show together and we would do the same thing. And honestly, I would come away from those shows like just, I mean, you could have plugged the toaster into me. I was buzzing. I was just like, because the energy was right and the intent was right and we were able to help people and, you know, so to be part of that again and then this time maybe bring some of my animal communication with it along with the Oracle cards and also, you know, just my intuition. But
Charlotte,
it's not about me.
Charlotte,
yes.
Let me ask you. So you're thinking of coming on this Friday?
Yeah, I'm gonna call my friend and see if
tomorrow.
It's, yeah.
Well, let me know. Let me know ahead of time. Yep.
I mean,
so,
if that's
all
right with you, if you want to go solo again, that's fine too, and I'll just go have dinner and play games. But
I think it'd be fun. So if you can get on, you know, go ahead and check it out, see if you're able to move it, and then message me when you know on Facebook
I'll know by this afternoon because I'm not going to dump on her like tomorrow night. Oh, by the way, I can't make it.
Right.
So
right.
I'll let you know.
Sounds good.
And now that I'm feeling better, too, it was.
Oh, I'm glad you're
man,
better, last, yeah.
Those last few days were crazy. So, yeah. But anyway, I just really wanted to compliment you on, you know, I feel like it was a really, I think it was a really positive experience and something we should consider, continue to consider until something tells us differently. But yeah, you're awesome and you've been awesome.
I will,
the first time I turned in, so tuned in.
I will talk to you in the chat here, and then we'll talk on Facebook later after the show. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate the compliments.
Well, you deserved it. You deserved it. It was a new thing, and I just felt like
different thing.
You know, I've been around for forever, and I feel like I have a. I feel like I have a something, you know, a platform to stand, to actually place a judgment or, to let my feelings about it be known. So, because I've seen a lot of your shows and been part of them, and you did great, Dex.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So,
thanks,
that's
Charlotte.
All I have to say.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in. That was great. The phone lines are wide open. We had callers, and they dropped off. So I don't know, if they were waiting too long or something like that. Hey, folks, I mean, sound like a broken record, but, that's how you do it. If you don't want to wait, go to psychic.cafe/coffee and send me in a cup of coffee. And in the chat on the the YouTube Live, you go to psychic.cafe/live, get in the chat, tell me your area code and name. I'll bring you on right away. No waiting, Otherwise, you got to have some patience because we take the questions in chat in the order that they come in. 714-816-4628 if you want to call into the show. Meanwhile, I'm going to go back to Deviani's question. And, I've sort of answered this and I've answered on, many, many other shows. And one of the reasons that I don't like doing predictions and outcomes, not that I don't do them. I do them all the time. Have you guys not heard the show? I mean, I predict everything left and right, but I have a caveat about it. You see, I don't do fortune telling style readings. And there's a reason for this. Are you listening, Deviani, out there? Okay. Last time she missed something that she asked. Is the prediction, I'm reading what she wrote here. Is the prediction set in stone? How can someone change that? Okay, so if you think about it, a fortune-style reading is presupposing that the future is written in stone. If I can pull cards or through my psychic clairvoyance, see something that's going to happen 3 years from now, and just think about it, 3 years, how many decisions and paths do you go down and change your mind and at the last minute and go this way instead of this way? And, over a whole 3 year period, yet I can tell you what's going to happen 3 years from now. That would presuppose that the future's set in stone. So if there's nothing we can do about it, see, this is what happens. If I tell you that something's happening and that it's, and not even say that it's set in stone, just imply that XYZ is going to happen, then it can set up a self-fulfilling prophecy where you unconsciously make decisions in your path that lead you to that outcome. And that's not what we want to do. We want to empower our clients. We want to help people. We want to help people manifest the future they want, get the outcomes they want, not necessarily what we're seeing. See, we're seeing potential outcomes based on a trajectory from the past into the current moment. You know, we're in the now, a la Eckhart Tolle, you know, Eckhart talking about the now. There's only ever the now, really. There is no past. There is no future. There's the now, and it's a perpetual now, you know. And we can only read from the now because we're in the physical universe realm where there's time. Now, if you're outside of the universe, that's a different thing. But we're in the physical universe, and we have to abide by those laws and rules, and we can read only from the now. So we can only see trajectory from the past into the future and go, oh, yeah, you're headed towards this X outcome 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out. But you can make decisions to go in a different direction. That's the real power of tarot, is not telling you what's going to happen. It's giving you information and allowing you to make choices. So the other half of your question, Deviani, how does someone change that? Well, you make other choices. You go in, and I do have something else I'm going to tell you that's more along the lines, I think, of what you're talking about. But just in general, make new choices, you know? Focus in on what you want. That's the real clue right there. It's like, okay, if you don't want that outcome, focus on this other one over here and make choices that bring you over here instead of going over there. So that's why I don't believe in fortune telling, and I think I think it's BS when someone tells you that, okay, in 2 years from now, you know, XYZ is going to happen. Now, I'm not saying that it won't happen. See, this is where people get confused and they think that I'm poo-pooing it, and I'm saying that someone might actually psychically see that. It doesn't mean it's written in stone. We have free will. And I know, oh my God, if you listen to actual scientists out there, there's a whole line of thinking and a whole group of people. Just look on YouTube, do some searches. Everybody's talking about how free will doesn't really exist. And, you know, everything's, you know, predetermined, which, again, you know, this is not the woo-woo people. This is the scientists. I say poo-poo on them too. I say BS on them as well. Both sides. That's the Temperian path. I always take the middle path between the extremes, which I've talked about on other shows. If you have questions about that, I'm not going to go into it right now, but I say BS on that. Yes, it is true that a huge percentage, 90, 95, even 98% of what we do on a daily basis is pre-programming in our subconscious mind. I can tell you that as a clinical hypnotherapist. I'm trained in this. Your subconscious runs programs, and you follow those programs every day. You think you're deciding to stop at the Starbucks and get the caramel macchiato that you get every day and drive the same way to work every day. It's pre-programmed. You think you're making a decision to do that, and you are not. So yes, I understand what they're saying, but that does not mean that we can't do free will. It's just most of us don't know how to do it. Most of us don't do it. So yes, in that circumstance, thinking of it that way, because most of us don't, nor do we know how to exert our will, then yeah. We're like puppets. We're following pre-programmed. Now, you can change the programming. This answers a little bit of Deviani's second question. And you do that with techniques like neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, hypnosis, emotional freedom technique, where you can change the programming in your subconscious mind. It's all about the subconscious mind. Everything is. Even the psychic stuff. You know how you become better at your intuition with those same techniques? There are techniques in NLP and using hypnosis. You can do self-hypnosis on yourself or see a practitioner. And we can help you boost your psychic ability, your latent intuition. Even memorizing tarot cards. We can help you better memorize tarot cards even. Okay, so there are techniques. There's also something in tarot called the lay, which almost no tarot person even bothers to talk about or even knows to talk about. You've heard of spreads. Typically, a spread is a placement of cards in a certain pattern, and each placement has a particular meaning. Usually, we put the cards face down, then we flip them over placement by placement, and we read them. That's where tarot reading comes from, you know. There's also a lay. That's when you go through the deck looking for specific cards that are linked with what you're trying, the outcome you're trying to get to, and you lay them face up. And there are some specific patterns, you know, you can do a visualization on that. You can use it as a mandala. There is the cross of manifestation with the four aces and magician card, and then you can pull a significator card or set of cards that deals with the outcome you're trying to achieve. You put that in the center over top of the magician, and you follow the steps of manifestation, the four steps from the Ace of Swords, Ace of Cups, Ace of Wands, Ace of Pentacles, like a lightning strike. And yes, I will do that on one of these shows. We're gonna try to do some more topics. Last night, by the way, I was gonna do life paths, but we went 2 hours with questions and chit-chatting about it. It was so much fun, like Charlotte said. So I'm gonna do it tomorrow night, and Charlotte will be with me, hopefully, and we'll talk about life paths, which are like a little bit like sun signs. I'm going to give you a preview, though, right now, where I'm going to say, let me bring up this text here. And what was it? Psychic.cafe/. Let me work on this here. It's I think it's just life path. Psychic.cafe/lifepath. Yes. Okay. Let me grab the URL for that and let me make sure it actually works. Life path. Yes, it works. Okay. So I'm going to put this in chat for everybody. Life path. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I went too fast. Life, T-A-T-H. It's the second one, folks. It'll work for you. And that is a cheat sheet, a free cheat sheet I'm giving away from my Tarot by the Numbers course, and it is on all the life path numbers, well, at least 1 through 9. It's not including the master numbers. I'll talk about that on tomorrow's show, the master number life paths. Yes. So, yeah, go and grab that for tomorrow's show, and then I'll also do a show on the cross of manifestation. Oh, Rudy's in there. Hi, Rudy. Rudy came in. Who else came in? All Good came in. Melissa came in. Oh, Melissa says, I do have cancer. Oh, so sorry to hear that, Melissa. Hopefully you're getting good treatment and everything. And, you know, you have to focus on the positive outcome. Yes. Let me go back again. I want to make sure I answered all of Deviani's. You know, I hope I answered all of that, Deviani. You can make different choices to change an outcome. You can use a tarot lay spread versus a regular spread. You know, you can use the cross of manifestation. You can use techniques. EFT, if there's a negative feeling component to it, EFT is a great way to get rid of that. If you need to program something into the subconscious, hypnosis is great for that, and NLP as well, neurolinguistics. If you have any questions on that, or if I didn't answer your question 100%, you have further questions about, you know, tarot predicting the future, is it set in stone, how do I change that, let me know. There was a question from Divyu's World. Can you give a reading on gender of my first baby? You know, no one, I know people ask these questions, but I swear to God, no one on these, in 14 years, no one's ever asked me to do that. We're going to do it. We're going to pull tarot cards and see what comes up. This is crazy. But it's fun. Hey, you know, that's another thing. You know I was a little cranky last night. And but Charlotte said it was fine. But I am going to try to just have some more fun with this. And I'm going to, like, you know, just do stuff and pull cards. And we are shuffling the cards here. Okay. And what do we got here? Oh, and I'm not sure. Tell me in the chat, how do you guys predict gender, if you do? I mean, a lot of people don't, like I said, we don't do predictions. You know, it's not what we do. So because I don't do predictions, I haven't really studied deeply. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years. I haven't studied deeply into all of these, you know, techniques. Although, you know, in recent years, I have started, I used to not do timing at all. Now I'm like the timing guy. I mean, we have like Mary, when she was doing the show with me, and other co-hosts I've done the shows with, and they hate doing timing. But I'll just pull cards and I'll tell you right away what I'm seeing. Doesn't mean it's going to happen like that, because what? We just discussed it. That's right. You can make different choices and go in different directions. That means the outcome, the timing is going to move and the outcome may change, right? So, you know, you can make things happen. I could say you're going to get that job in 2 weeks, but you can make it happen in 2 days, because now that's the real power of tarot. Now you know the possibility is there. How can you focus on it and bring it in and make it happen sooner? Using the law of attraction and the cross of manifestation, for instance. But this is what I got. I got I don't have to do this anymore. I switched back to where I can actually go like this. So yes, the Knight of Cups. Look at that. That's a message coming in about this, right? And then I got the King of Swords. So what am I going to say about this? You know, I feel this is indicating a male gendered baby. Okay. And I feel it's swords. So, you know, we're talking what? Air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, Gemini, Libra. I'm a Gemini, so I relate with this air sign thingy. Yeah. And this is the kind of person that baby may even become. Traditionally, in tarot, you know, the King of Swords tends to deal with, it could be a surgeon or a doctor in general, but specifically a surgeon even, could be a lawyer, paralegal, things along those lines. Yep. So yeah, there you go. I hope that helps you out. Now you got to let us know if it actually happens. Thanks, Divyu. Okay, so when we were talking about the different practices, Jill had asked, what would you call someone that brings all practices, a word that incorporates all of them? Well, like in medicine, you know, you have all of these different specialties. So it's called a specialty when you focus in on one thing. I'm a gynecologist. I'm a heart surgeon, you know, like that. When it's everything, they're called a general practitioner in medicine. I don't know if there would be a good good incorporating word is what I mean, in the realm of helping other people. You know, generally, you can use a lot of different modalities. You could be using EFT and hypnosis and NLP and channeling and mediumship and tarot and oracle cards and life coaching techniques in general. You can be using all this stuff with the client and just call it one thing. You know, basically all of those is a coach, is an advisor. You can use a term like advisor or coach that incorporates all the modalities you do without going into the individual modalities. Because what did I say with the cards of the day that I got? that you want to avoid that in business. I mean, and this has nothing to do with this, you know, psychic and spiritual entrepreneurship in general. This is all entrepreneurship. You want to focus in and become the expert in one thing. And if you want to use a lot of different modalities with your clients, I'm not saying, you know, throw them out and don't use all the modalities. What you do is you do find a focus where you can narrow it down. You know, I'm a finance coach. I am a love advisor. I help people get back together with their ex, or I help people find their soulmate, or I'm just relationships in general is narrow enough actually of a niche to say, you know, I'm the love coach. You know, wait, there was somebody on TV talk shows in the 80s. Who was that? Guys, help me out. That was like the love doctor or something, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, that's how I would do it. Jill, I can't think of what the word is you're specifically thinking of that incorporates multiple practices like that, you know, but you could use something like that. You could use advisor, coach, something. I don't know how you'd want to do it, you know, but also narrow it down to I'm solving this problem for this set of people. And don't worry, you're going to get all the other clients that want to come in and get readings on other things. You still will, you know, it's just, you know, the difference between, well, one thing they used to call that was, now it flew in my head and went right back out. Charlotte, Dan, help me out here. What was it? Lizzie B came in. Hi, Lizzie. Help me out. What was that? Oh man, the one where it goes like, you know, expert in none, jack of all trades, expert of none, something like that is what, you know, you don't want to be the jack of all trades. You want to be the expert. You know, you want to write the book on love readings and then be known as the love doctor and do love readings for people and talk all about relationships and love. And or you want to be the finance, you know, write the book on. And no one's done this, by the way. A lot of general tarot books out there. Who's written the book on, you know, there's one or two that I can think of that are specifically on love. But also finance. Who the heck's done that? Write the book on using tarot to grow a business and then be the financial guru, tarot reader, or psychic advisor if you don't do tarot. Does that make sense? Yeah. I mean, you could really make a whole business about all of that. Oh, and Michelle popped in. Hi, Michelle. How's it going? Michelle made it in. That's right. Yeah, and Dan put it in for me. Jack of all trades, master of none. Yep, that's what I was thinking of. You don't want to be that, you know. And by the way, 99% of all psychic advisors and tarot readers, that's what they want to do. But it's not just them. People that become hypnotherapists, you know, go through hypnotherapy training like I did, or NLP practitioners, they want to do it too. You know, because you can use hypnosis on, God, hundreds of different kinds of problems. But if you never niche down and narrow down, I guess you could bill yourself as a general practitioner, you know, if you want to. But I think it's better to be an expert myself in one thing. I help people stop smoking. That's it. But you're still going to get, because you're seen as, you know, you're charging $600 a session to solve this one problem. Well, I shouldn't say session. You have a stop smoking program and you charge $600 for this program and you are the most expensive out there. You are the expert. You've written books on it. You've done thousands of YouTube videos on it and everything like that. They're still going to come to you and say, hey, can you help me lose weight? Yeah. Oh, and Jill said, I had missed that because I didn't scroll down enough. Jill said, we need to make a new word that sticks. Yes, you're right. I mean, if we could come out with something, you know, advisor, coach, I said, is a good one to go with. Dr. Ruth, that was the one. Thank you so much. Yes. You got to become the Dr. Ruth of tarot, you know, or if not necessarily tarot, but like metaphysics, psychic mediumship. You know, what is it that you do? You know, what are you the coach of, the advisor of? And so let's see if we got more calls. Oh, my God, we did get more calls in. Let's go to area code 651. Hello, caller. Thanks for holding on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana. How you been?
I have my ups and downs, but I'm okay.
All righty. What's going on with you today? What do you want to chat about?
Yeah, at some point, an unhealthy dynamic developed between my ex-boyfriend and my mother where they talk to each other on the phone and she runs, like, errands for him and stuff. And I can't get into too much
for
detail.
Him?
Yeah, and they talk a lot on the phone. And I'm just, like, wondering.
Now, wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to have to ask you questions as we go along, Christiana. I need to get a clear outlook on the situation. So just from mm-hmm. that first beginning of what you asked, I have to throw it back at you. My first question is, you said an unhealthy dynamic has started. What makes it unhealthy? Are you just labeling it unhealthy? What's wrong with them talking and her occasionally doing errands for him? What's the problem?
Well, the problem is that he's ignoring my call to him because I'm pregnant with his daughter right now. He's ignoring my call to talk to him about things and, you know, about, you know, the relationship he's going to have with his daughter. And then he just goes to my mother to get information mm-hmm. on me. And I just find that really disrespectful.
It is. It is, but it also sounds like it's more about you and his relationship versus her and his relationship. I know it feels like that. You know, I got the Five of Pentacles, which is the literal feeling left out in the cold card, you know, so this is just reflecting your feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four of Wands, happy occasion, you know, giving birth to the baby, you know, is a happy occasion. You know, I think it's like the focus should be more on that. And I'm getting the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman, you know, it's saying that, you know, you are self-reliant and that you should be even more the self-made woman, the, you know, independent and so forth like that. I don't know that expecting him to come rushing in like the, you know, the knight in silver armor or what have you thingy. Look, what I'm getting is the Knight of Wands, right? And coupled with the Ten of Wands, the overburdened card and everything like that. You know, there might be more to it than you know, even. And maybe there's reasons for that. He may be struggling with things. I feel like he's struggling. That's why this Ten of Wands, I really feel like he's struggling with things, you know. But if you can't get him on the phone to talk about it, I don't know what you're going to do. You know, it's like I don't need tarot cards for that. That's my first suggestion is like, well, have you talked to him about it? You know, but if you can't get him on the phone, you know.
Exactly.
So, right. So also, so now that we have, you know, I pulled some cards, we have a clear understanding, you know, how can I help you though? And like, what's your real question? What do you want to know? Do you think?
I have some ideas as to what the best step forward is.
Okay.
I'm just wondering what you think, what the cards say. Like I'm thinking
well, instead,
maybe I'll just remove myself.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you right away, I can pull more cards on it, but this is the thing. I'm going to tell you right away. When I saw that Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman, you know, very independent, and she's like, right, she was in the middle of the spread. And when I do a spread, whatever's in the middle, I call it not the heart of the matter, the central focus card. And that's the impression I got right away, is that you just got to buck down and do it for yourself, you know, do it by yourself kind of thing.
Yes, I think you're right.
Now this is so now, but to check, to double check on that, I'm pulling cards on that specifically about, you know, is that what you need to do? Pull back some. And I got the Five of Swords. I got the Five of Cups. Those are change cards. Five is change, sometimes chaotic. The Five of Cups is the crying over spilt milk card. Basically, you're not going to be happy if you continue in the direction you're going. And the Five of Swords, I always tell people that one of the big aspects of this card is the old phrase, you know, like, do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? And so instead of trying to be right by, you know, hounding him and chasing after him until you get him down and you can finally talk to him and tell him you're wrong and you're disrespectful and this is the way it should be, instead of that, instead of being right, be happy. Let him do what he's going to do. Step back and you do what you're going to do. You see? And so I think, especially because I got 2 5 cards and they're both changed, that is saying, yes, you need to make the change. You need to change to that. And then I also got the Page of Wands coming in here. And he's, you know, studying his wand. He's staring at it there. I'm feeling this is talking about research, seeking outside help, studying things, doing it on your own. You know, you can do it, is what it's saying. And it's also fire because it's wands. So that's the passion, what we have passion for, you know. You got to focus in on what you want for your baby and, you know, regardless of what he's doing kind of thing. So that's what's coming up in the cards anyway. I hope that helped you out, Christiana.
Okay. Yes, thank
you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. And then call us back and let us know what happened. Wow, that was really cool. Oh, Lizby came in. Who else has come in that I missed in chat? We're going to go to another phone call in just a second. Area code 215, get ready. I'm coming to you. 215, don't go anywhere. Pick up your phone and get ready because I'm coming to you. Last night I had a lot of people, like I'd go to their line and they weren't ready. And Metacrazy said, it's called branding. Yes, exactly. You need a brand. Jill of all trades. Let's see. And Jill had a question about is it possible to do hypnotherapy remotely? Yes, you can. Yes. In fact, you remember, you know, when COVID hit, oh my God, all the hypnotherapists and NLP practitioners, life coaches, everybody switched over to doing remote practice. And yeah, you have to do it a little bit differently. Like, I can't touch you on the shoulder. You know, lift your hand, you know, I can't do some of the rapid induction techniques that require actually, you know, touching the person and, you know, sending them into a state, into a trance. I can't do those things over video conference like this. Like I'm on Zoom right now going through the YouTube studio in the YouTube. You can also use Skype, of course, you know, a lot of Europeans are still all about Skype, you know, but I use Zoom and you can't do those things, but you can do altered, I forget the word for it, not moderated, what's the word for altered ways of modified ways of doing, you know, certain inductions and do it all through just talking to the person and having them do the actions and things like that. But yeah, that became really big because COVID hit and people were stressed and a lot of people needed hypnosis. They needed NLP and EFT and all those, you know, techniques, and all the practitioners started doing it remotely. And some people have been doing it remotely since Skype came out, so like 15 years, and can tell you that it works just as fine over like a Skype call. And it's not like the old days. Like, especially if you're using Zoom, Skype's a lot better too now. Even Facebook, Facebook calls, video and or audio, they actually use Skype. No one knows this, but it's they don't talk about it. But they paid for a license to use the Skype technology in Messenger, and so it's gotten a lot better. You know, see, the fear was always a dropped call. You got someone in trance, and the call drops, and you got to reestablish the connection, and they have to answer, but they're in trance, right? Well, first of all, nothing bad can ever happen. One of two things happens if I lose connection with you, which, by the way, they've solved that. It doesn't happen anymore. I mean, you have to have really bad internet for that to happen. But if it did happen, either you're going to fall asleep or you're going to, your subconscious is going to notice the difference. If you're in a lighter state of hypnosis, it's going to bring you right out of it. You're just going to wake up. You know, if you're in a deeper state and you're not getting input, see, when you're in the deep state, the hypnotherapist is putting input in and giving you suggestions. When the subconscious no longer hears any suggestions, there's no input coming in, no information or noise, then if you're deep enough, you're just going to fall asleep. And then you would just sleep a little bit and you'd wake up like normal. Yeah. So there's no really big problem, but it does suck, you know, because then you have to do the session over again, possibly, depending on where you are in the session. But nowadays, especially if you're using something like Zoom, that doesn't happen anymore. And when COVID happened, everybody, you know, retooled, you know, learned how to do things, video conferencing, telecommunication, I like to say. So I was like stuck there in my mind. No. Visual, yeah. So we're just going to call it a video call or something, right? Everybody started doing that. And this is the interesting thing. So after the crisis, you know, later 2021, 22, and then last year and this year. Guess what? People loved it so much and their clients loved it so much that a lot of my colleagues have stopped doing office visits. Not only that, they've gotten rid of their office because it's just overhead, right? See, the client's coming for you, not for the office, all right? And, oh, Steve Jones, for instance, I mean, he had moved to, but this was farther back in time. He moved to Atlanta, and he had an office in Beverly Hills, and he was seeing celebrity clients and had this swanky office and everything like that. And he realized that he didn't want to give up that office. But after he did some remote readings, this is in the earlier days, so going back a few years, he realized that the people were coming for him, not for the office. So he got rid of the office, and that not only allowed him to save a lot of money in overhead, but it also allowed him to move to, you know, the other side of the country, because it doesn't matter where you are. So he moved to Atlanta where, you know, he preferred to be. It was cheaper. He was going to a doctorate program there, I believe. So yeah, a lot of people are solely doing video calls for hypnosis, as well as tarot reading and everything else, you know. And you definitely can do it. And what I want to do is some group sessions where I take you through some NLP techniques as well as guided visualization, which is code for taking you through hypnosis, in a group setting where we all go through and we build our psychic ability and intuition using certain techniques. You know, and that's a program that I actually had a while back. Gosh, what was the name of that? I had a really cool name for it too. I did it for like a year and then I haven't done it in a couple of years. I want to get back to doing that kind of stuff. Let's see, what did Lizzie have a question? Okay. Lizzie said, I typed earlier. Do I need to repost? Yeah. I'm not seeing it. Let me scroll back. Oh, here it is. Some cards pulled, please, on where my love connection is heading. So you're already with somebody, eh? Is that what's going on? You're in a relationship? And where is it headed? We're going to take a look at that. First of all, though, I'm going to go to this phone call, area code 215. Caller,
hi.
Are you still there? Thanks for waiting on. Sorry about that. Thanks for waiting all that time. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi, Jess. How you been?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah, just taking some, like, I think this week I've just been kind of hanging out all week, which is, on one hand,
cool.
It's good because the rest is good. But on the other hand, you know, I like doing work and making money. So I was curious if you could do a reading related to my business.
Okay, so it's not a muggle job. It's an actual business you're doing?
Yeah, it's my company.
Good.
That I'm building. Yeah, that I'm building in this area.
So where's the hang up? Where do you think the problem is? Like, what would help you to know about?
You know what? It's on... I'm like in the pursuit of certain things and there's always adjustments, which is understandable. Like that's the journey, but like, I actually want to get physical things, you know, like money and clients and contracts and things like that. So that's what sort of irritates me. You know, it kind of comes very close and then it's okay, well, it's still in the works, and then it's then it's some days of rest, and then it's readjustment, and then it's like, oh, it's very close, it's right here, and then it's like, okay, well, no, let's just adjust this and let's wait a little bit again. So it's a little annoying.
Sounds like the military. Hurry up and wait. This is what I'm getting. I'm going to go to the end of the reading first, actually, because something unusual, and when I see unusual, I like to point it out, is I got 2 10 cards. I got the Ten of Swords and the Wheel of Fortune, which is also 10. And so that's given me the timing 10. What do I mean by that? I feel that there could be a breakthrough in about 10 days. I don't think it's going to take 10 weeks. But if it does take 10 weeks, it's your fault. Not mine.
Right.
So this is the thing. But this is the thing. You know, the Wheel of Fortune, it's I got a few major arcana cards here, actually. But the Wheel of Fortune is talking about, you know, fortune turning in your favor, the cycles going in your favor. And that connected with the Ten of Swords. The Ten of Swords is a one door closes, another door opens card. It is a transition card. You're about to transition. I feel really good about it. I feel like, yeah, I could see, you know, your business is going to start taking off. Now, I got to go to the previous cards. I started at the good stuff at the end first, and I got to go back. But just so you know, I got the Ten of Swords. Something has to be, you know, you got to stop beating the dead horse on something. You know, when I get this many swords, I automatically think, you know, too many thoughts, you know, overthinking things. But the thing about the Ten of Swords is in the background, the the sun is coming up, the sun is dawning, it's a new day. You got to start thinking that way. You got to start focusing that way. So this is coming. What comes before that? Okay, here's the real stuff, Jess. So the devil card, what are we attached to? The devil card is talking about addictions, attachments, things like that. I cannot tell you what those things are without sitting down with you for 40 minutes and pulling a lot more cards. Okay. So in these little mini readings, I can only point you in the right direction because it takes a lot more, you know, process of questioning and pulling of cards to get more specific in these things. But what this tells me, this showing up along with the Ten of Swords, the Nine of Swords, okay, literally waking up in the middle of the night, you know, and that's what's happening in that card, and the Hanged Man, getting all these cards, you know, it's like, okay, Jess, you are attached to things working certain ways, happening certain ways with your business, with things in general, and that's what's holding you back. And in addition to that, because this keeps happening, the Nine of Swords, you are overthinking it, okay? Because of things happening and rehappening and not getting to where you want to be, it's causing your mind, the wheels to turn, and for you to start trying to explain it analytically, and you just end up with a whole bunch of thoughts that are not really helping. The real thing is you're attached. It has to happen a certain way. Money has to, and I'm going to, let me finish up real quick because I do have another caveat to this. You're attached to, you know, money comes a certain way. I can only make money a certain way. I can only get clients a certain way. Setting up my business can only be done a certain way. I can only promote my business a certain way. I'm focusing on these particular clients. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that could be going on here, right? And then, you know, that Hanged Man card. This is the thinking outside the box card. This is the person that hangs themselves upside down on purpose to get a different perspective on the world. And that's what you need to do right now. Instead of trying to make this happen, and like I said, I've already showed you the Ten of Swords and the Ten card, the Wheel of Fortune, that it's going to turn in your favor. You're gonna turn a new leaf, a new page. One door is gonna close, another door is gonna open. 10 days, you can make it happen. But meanwhile, this is what you need to do. You need to take a step back from the business and look at the big picture. You know, are there ways of getting money? Different ways that I'm not looking into. Business loans, whatever like that, you know, so you can capitalize. Am I focused in on the wrong clientele or not enough clientele? Where do those people hang out? How can I, you know, get new clients? You know, I do it this way. Obviously, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. So you don't want to do that. You know, you got to stop. You got to think, how are the ways I promote and advertise? Those aren't working. Okay, what's a different way? Okay, so it's gonna require some work, you know, to figure this out. But that's what I think is really going on with you and with the business. I don't know if that helped.
Yeah, I didn't want to cut you off because you were sharing. I think that's what's been going on. Well, in fact, I know that's what's been going on this week as far as, hey, let me just watch Netflix, you know, like just hang out and watch basically it's TV because everything that you're talking about is like still thinking and trying to figure stuff out. And I market in all different ways and it's I see things working, but it's like, it's exhausting. Like the constant, like I, like you said, stop trying to make it work. So I just said, well, you know, I mean, I'm at the park now. I took a walk. And I'm going to go back, you know, I'll watch some more TV, basically, you know. And it's just like, why don't you just do that? Because I never really, I never really do that. Like, just sit around and, you know, kind of rest or do nothing. I would consider that, like, wasting time. But I'm like, I can't keep, you know, just, like, the trying, the doing different things, this, that, the other, following up with people. You know, like the, I mean, it's still happening, but like, it's just too much, you know, like it just, and again, like I see that, I see things sprouting, but it just, it gets so frustrating and it just, you know, so I guess that's my new method is like to do nothing, just to pray about it and just to release. Cause it's.
Right, right. But here's another thing though. Is I feel like you could do what seems like nothing but actually make progress. So when I have clients and they're stuck like this, what I have them do is I have them double down and refocus on how they want things to be going, what they want to be manifesting. Because when people get stuck, and, you know, that's where that Nine of Swords came in, you know, literally being kept up at night, you know, or having bad dreams about it or what have you. When people get stuck, it focuses their thoughts on the wrong thing. They start to focus on the different things and what's not working and what they're not manifesting, and they start to manifest more and more of that. Because of the focus being in the wrong place. So what I tell people is, okay, do something completely different than you're doing now to break out of the habit. And of course you can do EFT tapping and you can do some self-hypnosis and things to work on it from that direction. But I find that just doing the positive things helps a lot to break you free. So what you do is... You stop doing everything you're doing. You stop thinking about it. You don't start that that new marketing campaign you were thinking of doing on Instagram. You stop doing. You don't do it. You stop. You know, everything you're doing, stop. But don't just go to the park and do nothing. You know what you do is refocus everything on, okay, what is it I'm trying to achieve? And what's it going to look like when I get there? And do a 365-degree, five-sensory visualization of what that looks like, smells like, sounds like, feels like, even tastes like. What is it going to be like when you're there? What are you going to be doing day to day in that business? Picture yourself taking care of clients. Getting the client phone calls. I don't know how your business works, but you know what that looks like or can visualize it. And then that's all you do. Forget about everything else. Just do that every day for a few days. Get that crystal clear picture of what it is you want to manifest and bring in so that you're it's law of attraction, but you know, if you don't believe in the law of attraction, you're activating the reticular activating system that is going to, your subconscious mind is going to look at all the information coming in and it's going to look for answers for you about this. There's also, you know, I've been talking about over the last week or so, I've been telling people to do the wealth, health, and success when they go to sleep at night, say those three words. You could program your dreams to give you the specific information about what it is that you need for your business. That's another thing you could do. So there's things you could do where you're not doing anything. I'm not wording this really well, but you know, it's like all the things you've been doing, you put all that on hold, you stop, you got to forget about it, you got to stop thinking about it because you're attracting it in. You need to get focused on what you want and start focusing on that. And then the how it's going to happen will start coming to you.
Yeah, and that's
so I hope
also
that,
what I stopped
yeah.
this week, too. I mean, that's also what I stopped this week, too, as far as, like, I was networking a lot, and then I was like, you know, this is ridiculous. Like, this is exhausting, too. Like, I need a break from this. And you know, I think, like, you know, again, like, things have been popping off. So it's, like, it's just been an interesting journey. Like, if you spoke to me last week, I'd be like, yeah, things are happening now. They're about to, they're going to pop, and, like, they are, and, like, I'm making excellent connections. Like, there's been, like, a couple of different waves of this. Like, this is probably, like, the maybe the fifth or sixth wave that it's, like, I can feel it. I can see it. Like, the connections are getting better. Things are happening. And I'm like, this is going to happen. This is happening. All these things are coming in. And then it's like, okay, and go rest and putting you on pause again. So it's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting, like waves, you know, like the ocean coming in, going out, going out. Yeah.
Well, that's that Wheel of Fortune card. It's talking about cycles, up and down, up and down.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and
think
see the
mastery,
the lesson of the Wheel of Fortune, though, and I got to get out of here because I'm running out of time, Jessica, really rapidly, and I got other questions in the chat. But this is the thing with the cycles in the Wheel of Fortune. It's actually cycles within cycles within cycles. You can see the circles within each other on the Wheel of Fortune. And the lesson of the Wheel of Fortune is we feel like our lives are chaotic because we're on the outside of the rim going up and down, up and down. And if we can move to the center of the wheel, the eye of the storm, we can still see the cycles. We can witness it going up and down. You're not going to change the cycles. It's still going to go up and down. What goes up has to come down. What goes down has to come up. But you're able to observe it and it doesn't affect you because you pulled yourself to the center, and that's what you need to do. And doing the visualizations that I was talking about and getting focused on what you really want and how you want it to happen, that's how you're going to do that. So
yeah,
I hope that helped you out.
I like that. You
call
know,
back
I see
in.
Myself.
Yeah,
I see myself like still getting a little bit upset when it kind of, you know, the tide pulls out, and then like I'm still working on that, not getting affected by that. So yeah, the meditation definitely helps with that.
Let us know what happens too. Yep, give us a call back.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks for the call, Jessica. And you know, not just meditation though. Remember, I'm talking about getting it crystal clear. So you need to get clear on the details and visualize, and it might be different things you visualize. You might visualize picking up the phone and talking to clients. You might be visualizing doing whatever it is you're doing for the clients, your day-to-day. You might visualize different things. And when I say visualize, I'm not talking about just what it looks like, but you've got to bring all the five senses in and make it like it's happening right now. That is the secret. That is what people miss. You know, what are the sounds and what are the smells and what does it feel like and what does it look like? You got to get all five senses involved and the sixth sense even. You know, how do you feel intuitively about it? So, you know, try that out for a week and then give us a call back and let us know. Let us know. Let's see. Back in the chat, Lizzie had asked a question, and we're rapidly running out of time now, so I'm trying to hurry here. I'd like some cards pulled, please, on my love connection. Is it healing? Where's it heading? And Lizzie asked like 1,000 times in there about, you know, do I need to retype it and all this stuff. And Lizzie, I had mentioned you earlier and did read your question and did say, I'll be getting back to it after these calls. But you totally missed that. So I hope you're paying attention now because I'm actually, you know, back to do the question, you know? Okay. So what's going on with all of this? First of all, just, you know, Good old hope. The star card's here. There's definitely hope for this love connection. All right. And then I'm getting the Nine of Cups, the Lover's card, the Sun card. You cannot get better card. I mean, come on. You know, it's looking really, really great. So, you know, where, I don't know. Are you overthinking this, Liz? I think you might be overthinking a little bit. Because these cards tell me it's heading in a really good location, a really good direction. Hold on. One of the cards got turned around. You know, I mean, it looks great. So, last card, Four of Swords. Maybe you need to take a step back. This is one of those thinking outside the box cards. I get them all the time. I know I sound like a broken record. I know, you know, show after show, I'm talking about the thinking outside the box cards. Just earlier, I had the Hangman. Now I've got the Four of Swords. There's a lot of them. Well, not a lot of them, but there's several in the tarot deck. But there's a reason why these cards keep showing up. Because we keep getting the same kinds of questions. And the key to a lot of these questions, the tarot knows, and that's why it keeps throwing up these cards, is that you're in the minutiae. Kind of like Jessica is with her business. You're in it. And so, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees, you know, that kind of thing. You're in the minutiae. You cannot see what you need to see. You need to step back and take in the whole picture. So that's what you got to do with this relationship. I think there's, you know, I got practically all yes cards. Technically the nine is a no, but it's the Nine of Cups, the wish come true card. And so with certain cards like the aces, the nine, you know, that are odds that I would normally take as a no, I take them as a yes because, hello, it's the wish come true card. So I'm going to take this as a yes. So actually I got, you know, and that's what I asked as I was pulling the cards, you know, what's the future of this relationship? How does it look? And I got, yes, yes, it's going to be great. And then, cards like the wish come true card, the Lover's card, the Sun card. Can't get any sunnier than that, right? I'm surprised that the Ten of Cups didn't show up. It's so good. So, yeah. Don't try to overthink it, Lizzie. And, you know, just there's a lot of love there. Exude the love you want to attract in. That helps a lot with these relationship questions and things. People are so worried about the other person and their little tit-for-tat things, you know. So, like, you know, that Five of Swords shows up and I say, hey, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? A lot of this is very simple stuff, you know. It's like, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy, you know. And instead of focusing on the other person and trying to change them, how about you change yourself and exude the love you want to attract in? And it may not be with that person. See, that's the caveat of the law of attraction. It may be the same person, or that may end and another person comes in. But the whole key is, you know, what do you really want, and exude the energy, the vibration of what you want. Awesome sauce. What's everybody else saying in the chat here? We got to get out of here. Is there any more calls? No more calls. Okay, so let's see what everybody said. Da-da-da. We got Lizzie's question. Metacrazy says, do you do past life regressions? Actually, it's interesting. I don't know. I want to. I just never done them, you know. But see, this is the thing. I would always send people to Sharona. You guys remember Sharona Rapsik? She's the host of Magic Universe on the second and fourth Sundays, but she's been on hiatus for the winter. I don't know if she's ready to come back or not. I haven't heard from her since January. So I don't know what's going on with Sharona, but she actually took a additional certification on past life regressions. And so I always send my clients to her that want to do past life regressions. It's a fascinating thing, though. I've done a lot of study on it. Like I've watched a lot of documentaries, read books on it, and so forth, because I'm just fascinated by the topic. I've just never wanted to do the sessions myself with clients. So I don't know. You know, I'm thinking about taking the same specialty certification through my colleague, Dr. Steve Jones, that I was talking about earlier. I'm thinking about taking his course on that, on past life regression. And I was just thinking here, let's see, wait a minute. I wanted to see if I could find that real quick. Thanks for reminding me about that, by the way. I haven't thought about it in a little bit. And, you know, there's so many things. Like there's some spiritual life coaching courses I want to take just to see what everybody else is doing. Because I want to do a course on that myself. I'm trying to see if I can find this. What's that? Just checking here. Okay, that is not. I'm going to have to do some more research here because I'm not finding the right one from Dr. Jones for some reason. Let me see if I put his name in, if that helps. I think that's a different one, though. I don't think that's Dr. Jones. There's a lot of them out there, but his is really good. So I'll have to look into that later. Crow's Nest came in. Hi, Crow's Nest. I don't know if you had a question. Oh, and Anne-Marie, I did see you come in earlier, but I was on the phone call, and I couldn't just say hi yet. I had to wait to get off that phone call, but... Tara with Anne-Marie, yes. Hello, Anne-Marie. Oh, she says, excellent advice, Zach. Thank you. Thank you. Love that. Ernie's in here. I just want to know why I have lost my emotions and even touch sense. It feels like I don't function normal and it's not a medical condition. I hope you can help me with my question. I don't know, honest to God. That is really a way out. There one, Ernie, I don't know if I can help you with that. And this is the thing, you said it's not medical, but I don't know. It could be. And if it's not medical, then is it psychosomatic? You need to go see a psychologist then. Okay. So I would go to your PCP, primary care physician, tell them I'm having problems with my touch sense as well as emotions, and ask them to run some tests. And if they can't find anything medical, ask for a referral to a psychotherapist or to a psychologist, actually, to an MD that's a psychologist. The psychologists are MDs. Psychotherapists don't need an MD. You know, they're usually like a master science, master arts. So, you know, but they're a licensed clinical social worker or something like that. You know, like Janice Fuchs, the host of our Wisdom of the Soul show. So yeah, you know, look for a medical problem first, but if it's emotions and the touch, sense of touch, feeling, and you know, it could be psychosomatic. And for everybody out there, I am not diagnosing Ernie. You know, I'm not qualified to do that, but I know a lot about the mind and medicine, and it's what it sounds like to me. It's psychosomatic. Have there been any crazy pressures lately or anything along those lines? You know, when I pull cards on it, I'm getting things like, you know, feeling like you're attacked from all different directions. But the main thing about the Seven of Wands is seven is the seeker energy, and you have the high ground. So basically it's like, seeker, okay, get out there and find out what's going on. You know, don't just go to another psychic, another tarot reader. You know, what's wrong with me? What's happening? We're not allowed to diagnose. You know, go and find out. Go to some medical practitioners that have licenses to do this stuff, right? And then I get another seven card, you know, the Chariot, which is a card of victory. So I feel like you can overcome this. And as a clinical hypnotherapist, I, you know, just from what you said, I think you definitely can. You know, maybe you just need to do some hypnosis with a qualified practitioner. But this suggests two things. One, that you can overcome this. And again, it's seven. Seven and seven, the seeker energy. You need to seek the answers. And then as soon as you do that, eight, abundance and prosperity. It happens quickly. You know, you could be rid of this in 8 days, or I'm thinking 8 hours. Yep. You could find somebody to get online with you today and do some hypnosis and some, maybe some EFT might help. There might be a negative emotion block or something like that. Some NLP techniques as well. And then I got the Six of Pentacles, which is a balance. I'm wondering, does it have anything to do with finances? You know, are you under a lot of stress lately? Anything like that? But also it's number six, which is success in numerology. So I really think that you can overcome this, especially getting the Chariot card too, which is a major arcana card. It'll be life-changing for you to release this, and you just have to find the right practitioner. You know, and if you don't want to try something right away with a particular practitioner, like an NLP practitioner, hypnotherapy, start with medicine. Start going to your PCP first, get a referral to a psychologist. Not a psychotherapist, a psychologist, because you might need some medical, you know, chemical intervention. Who knows? I'm going to pop in the coffee link again if you guys want to grab me a cup of coffee for today. And a favor came in. My boyfriend broke up with me, trying to heal from that. Oh, sorry to hear that. Favor. I don't know. Was there a question in there? Oh, we're at the end of the show. We got to end the show. But Ernie said, I do have some pain, but I'm not knowing what the pain is all about. Okay. Yeah. So I would definitely see my primary care physician first, then get a referral, or, you know, go see the hypnotherapist after, but you need to find out there may be a medical explanation for the pain. And then remember, tomorrow's show is in the evening. That's right. I'll just do a couple of things here real quick. So the show is going to be at night. It's going to be not what you're seeing here, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. That's Saturday. Saturday will be the regular time, but it's going to be 6:30 p.m. And unfortunately, before the show, I didn't have time to throw up the correct banner, but you know what I mean. 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Join us tomorrow night. Me and Charlotte, most likely. It looks like Charlotte might be joining me. And anybody else that wants to join, you know, Michelle, if you're feeling up to it, I know you might not be feeling up to it, you know, with recent events, but if you feel like coming on the show with Charlotte and I, you know, please do. And then also the sale is still going on. I don't know if I'm going to extend it like 2 weeks or to the end of April. I'm not entirely sure, but it's going to go a little bit longer than the end of March. Because I want everybody to get the opportunity to get in on the lifetime membership. It's just two payments of $39. You pay $39 now and $39 a month from now, $78 together. Or you can just make one payment of $78 if you prefer to do that. At psychic.cafe/sale. You get our lifetime membership. You get my course free. That saves you $297. Free certification. That saves you $124. You get all of our workshops, live Q&As, panel discussions, no recurring fees, nothing else to pay for life. guest appearances on our shows, promotions of you and your biz, and our live Q&As and everything like that as well. You know, plus, you know, everything on the new psychic.cafe website. You get to have your own blog and a custom URL to your page. You can sell your readings and so forth off your page and all. Just wanted to mention that. And then we said earlier, in our 20th year at the Guild, Compassionate Light is hopefully coming back shortly. Oh, by the way, about the live Zoom meetings and Q&As, give me a second here. Gotta drink some water. We had to take a hiatus this past Sunday because of special events. And then this upcoming Sunday is it's Easter. So we are not doing a show, and we are not doing our weekly Sunday Q&A and discussion meeting on Zoom. But we will pick it up the following weekend, which will, oh gosh, let me get the calendar out here. So we're not doing it the 31st because it's Easter. It'll be the 7th. So the Angelic View will be on in the morning, 11 a.m. and Pacific time. And then at 1 p.m. Pacific, we'll have our Zoom meeting then. Okay? So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up about that. And oops, what did I do? Oh, Michelle's Mystic Corner. The next Mystic Corner is the 9th. I thought I'd mention that as well because, you know, people love Michelle's new show. And then what was the other one? Oh, of course, The Angelic View, which I had already said. Let me bring the calendar back up again. Jeez. The 7th, that's what it was. I just want to make sure I get, you know, all that stuff right and everything. Yay. Let's see if there's any more questions, and then I'm going to get out of there. Yep. Hey, Michelle. Michelle said I'll be there. Michelle, do you want to, if you're feeling up to it, you could come on the show with Charlotte. There's also Saturday's show is open. I don't know if, did I ask Ellie about that? I didn't hear from Ellie about Saturday's show. Yeah. Anne-Marie said, thanks for that. I'll calculate the GMT. Hey, no drinking on the job. Who said drinking on the job? No, I'm definitely going to have a couple of martinis for sure. Let's see. Dan said, all the perks in the lifetime membership makes it worth it. Yes, and all the things we're going to do, like, you know, redoing the course and everything in the future. Oh, my God. Definitely get in on that. Oh, so Swetha had a, I'm not saying that right, but you know who I mean. S had an interview with Quadax, which is very interesting because it's got my name in the name, Dax. Quadax. I got to use that for something. I love that name. What the heck do they do? Anyway, waiting for the result from the interview, and will I get the job? Okay, so like right off the bat, you know, you definitely have all the skills and abilities, and I'm getting the Magician card and the Ace of Pentacles, the new opportunity, also a one card, and today is a one day. You know, I'm not even, I could pull more cards and do a full on yes, no, but I don't need to. You know, I think you're definitely going to get it. All righty. And Chelle came in. Hi, Chelle. Welcome back again. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow evening, Chelle, because I'm ending the show now. Yes. You came in a little late. One of our regulars. I'm sorry, you know, but we've been on here for 2 hours and you just got here. Anyway, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun, just like last night. And it's going to be super fun on Friday because I'm going to have Charlotte and possibly Michelle. We'll see what happens. Okay. Bye, everybody.